This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast, together with her new friend Nia, Emma had followed the trail of famous conservationist Adelia Goodwin all the way into the Namib Sand Sea.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. Look at that fog. It really does roll right across the sand, just like low-lying clouds.
When suddenly, things took an unexpected turn. A stranger rode out of the mist on a dune buggy and dropped a mysterious wooden box with a snake symbol carved into the side. Nia didn't notice, but Emma sure did, especially since the snake symbol looked just like the tattoo on Nia's wrist, the one that Nia seemed very hesitant to talk about.
Ah, yes, my serpent. I love snakes.
Can Emma still trust Nia, or should she try to solve the mystery herself? Let's tune in and find out.
This box has the exact same symbol.
Emma, I've got the binoculars.
Oh, shoot. Earth Rangers? I'm gonna hide the box in my backpack. I can't let Nia see it. Not act natural. Hi, Nia!
I'm so glad I found them. They were in my trunk.
Cool! Now let's see if we can find ourselves that ostrich.
Let me take a look. Oh, yes! There it is! Ostriches are very interesting creatures. They're native to Africa, and they live in the savannah. They've got excellent eyesight. In fact, their eyes are larger than their brains. Isn't that cool? Here, have a look.
Wow, yep, I can see it. An ostrich. It sure is tall and feathery.
Yes, they are quite tall, aren't they? Ostriches average a height of 2.7 meters. They can weigh up to 175 kilograms. So these are no small chickens. They are also very, very fast and can run up to 70 kilometers per hour. Think about the predators they might encounter out there. Cheetahs, lions, and leopards. What if the ostrich can't outrun them? Well, they can use their extremely powerful kick and disable or even kill these predators.
Oh, neat. I especially like its beak.
Is everything okay, Emma?
You know what? I maybe should head back to camp, we should go there together, because you drove, and I wouldn't leave you out here in the desert and just go back by myself. No. Anyways, my ankle is really sore, so let's go.
Oh, maybe we should get the doctor to take another look at it.
Oh, no need. I'm probably just tired.
And tiredness makes your ankle sore?
Yep, that always happens to me. Every time. The ankles. Let's go.
Okay, no problem. Let's get you back to the camp.
Thanks.
Pretty short field trip, if you ask me.
Earth Rangers!
The first time I remember seeing the fog roll into the desert, I was just a kid. It was amazing to me how eerily beautiful it was.
Yes, I can imagine. We don't really have anything like that in Canada. I mean, obviously we have fog. Yeah, I mean, everywhere has fog, right?
yes. I believe so. Hey, how about we play another one of those animal games you like? I've really learned to enjoy them.
Sure, yeah. You ask me something. Anything.
Well, all right. How about one of those true or false questions?
Yep, true or false.
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false? True or false? Emma really wants to get back to camp. True!
I've got a good one for you. True or false? There are 3 types of zebra on planet Earth.
Let me think for a second. Psst. Earth Rangers, what's your take on this one? I know about the Grevy zebra and the plain zebra, but isn't that all of them? Is there a third type?
Well,
false. There are only 2 types.
Oh no, Emma, there's a third option, the mountain zebra. In fact, we have mountain zebras here in Namibia. Zebras are herbivores, as you know, and they live in herds. They might look sweet, but they're actually pretty tough and good fighters, if the occasion calls for it.
Totally cool. Well, I think I'm gonna try and grab a few Zeds before we get back to camp, so, good night!
Okay, then. Good night.
Earth Rangers, it's really late at night, or actually, super early in the morning. I'm still at camp, but I've been laying low for the past few days, trying to get my ankle 100% better. I'm feeling pretty good, except I am completely, totally freaked out. Ooh, sorry, freaked out. It's the snake on that wooden box. Why is it the same as Nia's tattoo? And why does it say my time is running out? Also, why is the box locked? There's something in it. Listen. But it's not just that. I was reading through Adelia's journal this week, and guess what I found on one of the pages? A serpent. That's right. A picture of a snake or serpent. And what was next to it? A word. A strange word in a language, an alphabet, I don't know, but the word was written in a really kind of scary, ominous way, so it probably says something like, beware, or run. I've decided we've got to keep moving. Get our adventure on the road again. Tonight, I'm going to get Bessie fixed up so I can leave first thing in the morning. I just need to fix a fuse, which, fortunately, I have. I'm also taking Sonic on this little mission. The desert is a scary place, and a person needs her owl companion for company. Plus, his night vision is way better than mine. And how are we going to get to Bessie? We're going to take the Jeep. Borrow the Jeep. Just borrow. I promise I will bring it back before anyone notices I'm gone. And I'll ask someone for a ride back to Bessie tomorrow. I've just got to get out of here and figure out where to go next. What if Adelia's life is at risk? Or mine? You're right, Sonic. Less talking, more walking. Okay, got to get my luggage, journal. Now to exit camp completely silently, like a ninja. Okay, the coast is clear outside my door. Let's just close it really quietly. Oh man, it's dark here. Hey Sonic, can you see a way out? Psst, we have to make sure no one wakes up. Okay, that's where Nia's sister keeps the Jeep keys over there. Thankfully, the doors are open. Oops. Man, there's a lot of junk lying on the floor here. I almost tripped. Ow! Yikes! Oh no, you guys! That was the box! I think I may have broken it. Oh, rats! No time to check, no. Gotta keep going! Oh, yep, that's the key. Now just a quick run across the sand to the Jeep. We're here. There you go, Sonic. Your cage is safe and secure. And let's go! Listeners, I'll check back in a second. Whew, okay. We are safe in the Jeep. I'm pretty sure no one saw us. I am so freaked out right now. I actually just thought of another creepy thing that happened this week at camp. The other day, when I was in the cafeteria for lunch, I left Adelia's journal in my room, on my bed. But when I returned to my room, the journal was on my desk. That means someone touched it, maybe even read it. But why? Oh, I agree, Sonic. I think there's something super bad going on with the serpent. And my feelings on these things are usually never wrong. Okay, so we'll get Bessie all fixed up, and then we'll pack the plane, and we'll head back to camp. In the morning, I'll calmly tell Mia that I need to head out. Earth Rangers headquarters needs me, or something. Yeah, that sounds totally believable, and not at all suspicious. Ooh, you know what, Earth Rangers? I need to check something before we go any further. I need to know if the box is broken. Ah, now I can see. Yeah, there's something rattling around in this box. And now there's a crack in the box from when I dropped it earlier, and I think I might be able to pry it open! The thing is a key! But to where? Oh, there's a note. It says, "At break of day, it watches its prey. In the dark of night, the serpent strikes." Okay, that does it. If that doesn't sound super creepy, I don't know what does. We gotta go now. I am not going back to camp. I am not getting struck by the serpent. Of course, that does mean we are kind of stealing the Jeep. Like, I mean, I'll park it near Bessie so it's not really gone, but... Oh man, Mia's been so kind to me. Though she does have that serpent tattoo. I feel bad about taking the Jeep. But on the other hand, if that note in the box is right, I can't wait until the break of day. I can't delay my departure. Oh, there's Bessie. Thank goodness we're here. All right, Sonic, you wait in the cockpit. I'm just gonna switch out the fuse and we'll be off. Whew. Well, this should be pretty easy to fix. Thank goodness for that online airplane repair course I took last year. Who knew how many times old Bessie would need a tune-up? And thank goodness for my headlamp. It's really dark out here, Earth Rangers. But... no worries. I'll have Bessie ready to fly in no time. There we go. Good as new. Uh-oh. Looks like we've got company. I see cars coming in over the dunes. There's at least three sets of headlights. Could be the serpent. Time to go! Okay. Here we go. Primary power on. Yes. Auxiliary power on. Fuel pump on. Pre-flight check. We're gonna skip that one right now. Navigation, booting up. Come on, Bessie, old gal, hurry up. Yes, Sonic, I know. I can see them. Definitely three cars, and they are getting closer. I can already see the drivers. They're gesticulating wildly. I mean, like, moving their hands around. Man, they do not look happy. Come on, Bessie. Let's go. Just a little green light. Just ignition! Whew. Let's go! What? No. Come on, Bessie, don't do this to me. We've got to get out of here now.
Looks like Emma's been caught. She's in danger, and there's nowhere to go but up. But what happens if Bessie just isn't fit to fly? What does the serpent mean? And what fate is waiting for Emma? Find out next time on the Earth Rangers podcast.
Earth Rangers! Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.